Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
I have heard fire alarms three times today, seen three fire trucks, and not once did the firemen get off of it. This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Matt Hankins. I expected a Tax Day Irwin R. Shyster reference or something from you.
That comes later when we do our W-2 breakdown.
All right, well, it was another, I guess it was a kind of a slow, not slow weekend, but not as busy as it has been on some weekends in the Georgia wrestling scene, but there were still some big shows. We had Anarchy, NWA Atlanta, Deep Southern Championship Wrestling, Rampage, of course. Am I forgetting anything?
I think that's the ones I knew of.
Well, we've got a little bit to talk about tonight, including our guests. We have Tommy Pinarelli and CB Suave, now known as Hot Commodity, will be calling in. They are challenging Jeremy Vane and they're challenging the Fireman.
Oddly enough.
And Seth DeLay. I didn't even realize we're a tag team, but not only are they a tag team, they're the tag team champions at Alternative Pro Wrestling. And they have their Spring Break Bash this Friday, which is one of their big shows of the year. And so Hot Commodity has a title shot among many other big matches for that card. And then, of course, they are part of Anarchy, where CB Suave is the Young Lions champion. And I believe they're going to be part of that Progression Pro show the following Friday. Have not yet seen the card for that show, but they are featured on the advertising. So, and I don't know if they're still wrestling at Rampage, but point is they're all over the place, and we're going to be talking to them. And then we have a familiar voice to our show. We haven't heard from him in quite a while, though, but the Jagged Edge, who will be, he was at Anarchy on Saturday. He'll be at UIW, I'm guessing, this Saturday. And then he's got some other stuff he wants to tell us about. He's getting out into other territories across the eastern half of the United States, at least.
And I suspect he'll be at PCW as well.
He does have a title shot still, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. He has earned many over his time there, and he's actually not had one yet. He's not cashed in his briefcase, as it were.
Well, is that this Saturday? We'll find out when he calls
in. We'll find out.
But, Matt, I believe you went to Big Woods show on Saturday?
I did. I did take my sojourn up to the North Georgia Mountains. I escaped Ella J without a speeding ticket. I saw good wrestling. I call that a win. That show was, I guess, highlighted, I guess, by the opening match, which was Cyrus, who's been a guest on here. Now, when we talked to Cyrus, he was a level-headed guy, you know, didn't come off as too brash. It's a lot different than when Cyrus meanders to the ring. That kid is a giant. I mean, he's just a big man. And he took on Torque, who is a big fan favorite there, but he's a smaller guy. And, you know, Torque tried his best, but he is known to do this sort of suicide dive back into the ring. And he tried that on the big man Cyrus. Cyrus caught him in one fluid motion as he supermanned into him. One fluid motion right in the chest, turned him and sat out, powerbombed him. And the tone was set for the rest of the evening. As I was telling Jonathan just before we went on, you better see this kid now, because when he gets it all together, somebody's coming to get him. That is as simple as it gets.
How old do you know?
He's in his early 20s.
Okay, so he definitely fits the mold.
Yep. And he's under the tutelage of Big Wood, which is about as good as it gets in the state these days. So it was a good night. He had some of the, you know, there, Deep Southern is a part of that AIWF, and so I think he had some of those guys come in from North Carolina as well, who put on a good match, brought a women's champion, Malibu, with him, and she is a hard hitter. Young Miss Jessica Wetmore paid for a raise in that night, and the fans let them know about it. I don't know that I've ever seen a woman outside of maybe Pandora get so much heat by just wrestling. I mean, just hard hitting, just thunderous, and the crowd hated her. And the self-proclaimed best in the world, Shane Marks, made his singles debut in Deep Southern, taking on Ray Ray, who again is another young guy. Crowd just eats him up. And, you know, the kid gave a good match, but the experience and talent of Shane Marks proved too much for him. And perhaps maybe the numbers game caught up with him, as some of the rest of the Empire might have made their presence felt in that match as well.
All right. Well, that same night, I ventured down to Locust Grove for NWA Atlanta. And it was not as spectacular sounding as what you just described. It did have its moments. The opening match was a three-way between Fry Daddy, Marco Polo, and who now has tights that say Hot Chocolate. So I don't know if that's his new, what he's going by now. Or
yeah.
But, and Drew Adler was also involved in that match. So that one was a good match. Drew Adler came out on top. Then we saw Prince Akbar, the Sheik, who we have seen in other promotions, but he is still Prince Akbar in NWA Atlanta, and two of his Afghan assassins took on the team of Totally Insane, who I had not seen before, but they are basically a couple of juggalos that come out with giant plastic crayons and those foam tubes that you play with in the pool.
Like you do.
And anyway, that was a match that went way too long. And
did read about some near riotous conditions when somebody came up and riled up the gypsies that frequent that show. What most people might not know is the reality show My Big Fat Gypsy Whatever Wedding has, yeah, some of those people are regulars at the Locust Grove shows. And I heard tales that somebody really got the gypsies ired up.
Well, Prince Akbar tried to, but I believe it was Encore Zach Edwards that really got him.
Yes.
I didn't see near riotous conditions, but they did get up and leave when he called one one young lady. He referred to her as a whore instead of a gypsy, and they were sitting right in front of me. So there was, I think, five of them, and then one of them was like a, you know, an 8-year-old kid or something, and I guess they took offense to that, and one lady said, she's only 14, but she didn't look 14. She looked at least 18 or 19, but they did leave, and
I guess they fired up their RV and headed toward the compound.
Yeah, and then Zach Edwards and Mike Cannon had a match that Zach Edwards came out on top. AJ Steele took on both of the BFFs and was victorious. And that was one of the better matches of the night. And then
that bully campaign must not be going so hot.
Yeah. Well, they are still best friends forever, I guess, elsewhere. They were definitely very friendly with each other, but it didn't help them in this particular cause. And then the main event saw Butcher Bobby Hayes. Well, I guess he's just Bobby Hayes now. And for some reason, his tag team partner, Rick Michaels, was not there. So once again, Matt Sexcel stepped in. It was not to help defend the tag titles. The titles were not on the line. And they took on Payne and Bill the Butcher. And as you might expect, that turned pretty chaotic. And it ended with the two legal men being outside the ring while the two non-legal men finished the match in the ring. And the referee counted the pinfall. And then they basically set up their War Games, which is their big show coming up in a couple weeks. Which, as far as I could tell, there was no setup leading into this show. But they had the Patriot. I'm sure not...
The Patriot?
That's a guy in a Patriot mask.
Ah.
Came out to Hulk Hogan's old Real American music.
Are you sure that wasn't Chris Damian?
He was a little bigger than Chris Damian.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, stranger things have happened. So they sort of set up the War Games match. I'm still not certain who exactly is in it because the posters have Rick Michaels and Simon Sermon and people who were not present the other night. So I guess we will see. Actually, we'll find out next week because Crew Jones is going to call in and kind of clear up everything and let us know what to expect on April 27th. So those that was the only wrestling show I went to. And
I heard tell that Anarchy did crown a new TV champion, I do believe, and one Bobby Moore, who Billy Buck, you know, was on with us a few weeks ago, and he did win his match at Hardcore Hell, but has succumbed to the wiles of Bobby Moore, who is my clubhouse leader for most improved this year. I think this is going to be a big year for Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I voted for him most improved last year, but I don't really remember. But he definitely is continuing to improve, so this could well be his year. But speaking of Anarchy, we've got our first two guests, who, as we mentioned earlier in the show, are both part of Anarchy. I believe they're one of them had a match on Saturday, but of course we're talking about Hot Commodity, Tommy Pinarelli, and Anarchy's Young Lions champion CB Suave.
How you doing?
How are you guys tonight?
Well, good. It's about time, Jonathan. It's about time.
How you doing, Jonathan?
Had big match coming up. That's when we talked to you. And I guess you made that happen, didn't you?
Yes, it happened.
So, CB, you believe you defended your title on Saturday. Was the title on the line?
Yeah, it was on the line against Supernatural. It's a good match. And, of course, came out on top. there at the end, though, we got a little special visit there from Charlie Cash, so we'll see how that goes.
I saw that. There was some mystery as to where was Charlie Cash in Rampage not long ago, and I haven't heard where he was, but I guess now we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lost quite a bit of weight, too. He's looking good.
Good to hear. So is he recruiting people up at Anarchy, or does he already have some people under his employ?
I believe he's got Bobby Moore right now, and I believe he's up there recruiting, quote unquote.
Well, of course, you guys have a big title shot at APW this Friday, and I'm curious. It seems like with your recent matches in Anarchy for the Young Lions Championship, that of course there's a little bit of dissension possibly between the two of you.
No distinction between us, right, Tommy?
You said what?
I said there's no friction between us, right?
There's a little bit of friction, yeah. because you know I'm just not understanding on how, you know, I mean, you know, CB is my, you know, my best friend in the world, you know, he's my tag partner, he's my travel partner, he's, you know, my workout partner, he's everything, and I can't figure out for the life of me on why you ignored me on Saturday night. That's, you know, but
once we get past that, then yeah, then you know, then we're cool.
Nah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, you guys had a couple of days to work this out. Is this why is it coming up now?
Well, we worked it. Go ahead, Tommy.
I've kind of been in a little bit of a foul mood because of it. Because I just don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, it's my partner. We've been through a lot, and you know, it's just all of a sudden, you know, a guy in a white flashy suit comes along, and where am I?
You're there. Working out the details.
Yeah, but right now, we'll deal with that some other time. I mean, you know, I'm sure Jonathan has a few other questions, so ask away, Jonathan.
Well, of course, I'm curious how that's going to play into your big match this Friday at ACW.
Well, you know, I mean, as far as Friday goes, you know, the Spring Break Bash with the Tag Team Championships, that's really what my mind is set on right now, and I'm sure, you know, Phoebe's mind is set on now. So once we get past that, once we capture those, then we'll worry about this whole Charlie Cash stuff. That's my take on it.
I can agree with that.
Will that be your first chance to get tag titles? Have you had a title shot before?
Yeah, that will be our first real shot at tag team titles.
Yep.
At any place we've been, yeah.
Now I was around when you first kind of put this thing together. I remember it starting at Anarchy, and I was hoping you'd keep it going, and you have. Did you know right away that this was going to work as well as it has?
No, not at all.
Tommy, tell him the story, Tommy.
Okay, well, you know, here I hope you guys got a minute because, when we were just kind of put together, so to speak, it was like, you know, we had, I don't think Anarchy knew exactly what to do with us. So they were just like, here, you two are together, go in the ring and do this. Okay. So we were like that for about a year and a half, maybe two. And then it just came down to the point where it was like, you know, me and him were, you know, we were still pretty good friends and we were talking. And I was just like, you know, I don't think they're going to split us up anytime soon. You know, he wanted to do his single stuff. I wanted to do mine and every now and again do this whole, you know, tag team thing. So we were just like, you know, we'll just see what happens. And then one day I just said, we seem to be getting pretty good at this whole, you know, feeling each other out. You know, he's starting to get to know what I'm doing before I do and the other way around. So we just said, you know what, we just got to take this and run with it. And we got to come up with a name. And we came up with some of the most ridiculous names you'll ever hear in your life, I swear to God. And it was just one of those things that we went up to Bill one day, and, you know, me and Bill and us were talking, and he said something. I can't exactly remember what it was. And I just said, well, of course we are, Bill. We're a hot commodity. And I just looked at, me and Stevie looked at each other, and we were just like, that's it. We're a hot commodity. And just kind of snowballed from there.
Now, Anarchy is not the place to be trying to break into anything. You know, it's as good as it gets. How tough was it to get your foot in there? I know, Tommy, that fans used to give you pure hell. Is it still that bad?
Well, you know, for me, it was more like the, you know, when I first, you know, started it, you know, about 5 years ago in wrestling, I got introduced to Anarchy through a lot of the guys in North Carolina and Michael Mosley. He's actually the one who actually introduced me to it, and I said I wanted to be there. And I just did everything I possibly could do to try to get there, and thank God for Jerry Palmer at the time, who was the owner, gave me a shot, and I took it and run with it. But, yeah, I mean, it took a long time, and it took a lot of paying dues to get in, just into Anarchy.
And CB, your road hasn't been much easier. You know, you kind of went for a place you'd see you here and there, and then you wouldn't see you for a little while, and then, but now it seems like you're everywhere. What's your road been like?
For me, getting into Anarchy, before then I worked a show here in Winder called FWF, and then went up to TNT for, I guess it's PWR now, up in Clayton. And then I got a hold of some guys, and they told me to go to APW where Jimmy Vane operates. And a couple of times Jimmy would come up to me and say, hey, you know, they need a spot at Anarchy. Can you make it? And I kept saying no because I was booked already and no. And then I was like, finally, like, if I keep saying no, I'm never going to get asked again. Mm-hmm. So I had to cancel on a show, and I just went up there just to show my face and say, you know, Jeremy sent me up here. I'll do anything you need me to do. And they said, well, our spots are filled. Just hang around. We might have you do security. And somebody didn't show up, and I got to work shadow and semi-main, which blew my mind. Of course, I got my ass whooped. And started going to training with Slim J and just going to training every Thursday and keep coming up there. So trying to get this thing on the road.
So that's really the key up there, is that you got to show up and be able to do what they tell you to do, and you got to keep coming back and working hard.
Exactly. I mean, I've been in it for almost 4 years, and some guys may disagree or agree, but I think you always got to go to training. You got to train. You never, like everybody says, you never stop learning. And with me, if I miss a week of training, I feel like I forgot everything just about, but I know I haven't, but I feel like I need, like I feel like I let myself down kind of if I don't go.
As you said, just 4 years in, to already have that Young Lions title, that's considering the people who held it, you know, when you got it and, you know, immediately before you, I'm sure you went in that match with all the confidence in the world, but you had to be a little surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised. At the time, me and Tommy didn't know exactly what they were going to do with it, if we were going to do a split title thing like they did with, was it Lay Cool and WWE, or if they were going to give it to one or the other. But I was nervous going in. I mean, but once the bell rang, it was another match. And then, of course, when it ended and I had the belt in my hand, it was just like, wow. Like, I can't believe this is in my hands right now. But, I mean, I know people say, you know, belts are a work. But to some degree, you got to think that they looked at you in a certain amount of way to say, hey, you can carry this belt for us and be this person.
And there does seem to be a bit of a youth movement, or at least a change in direction for Anarchy, especially given that Hardcore Hell was kind of the finale of that big Elite versus Anarchy storyline. Do you know where you fit into place yet?
I don't know. Tommy, what do you think?
I honestly don't know right now. Basically, you know, wherever they want us to go is the way we're going to go. I mean, that's really the only answer I could really put there. But as you know, as far as like our spots on the Anarchy roster are concerned, you know, both CB and I have really worked our tails off to get where we're at with Anarchy, because Anarchy, I don't know about, I'm pretty sure CB feels the same way, but Anarchy to me is like being in WWE.
Yeah.
I see you guys are both featured on the poster for the next Anarchy show, April 27th, but it doesn't have you paired up against anybody. Do you know who you're facing yet or what your role will be in that show?
At this time, no, I don't believe so.
You'll find out the 27th.
We'll find out when we get there.
Now, what about the...
go ahead, John.
I was just going to ask, what about the previous night, Progression Pro's debut? I believe are you both involved with that?
Yes, I believe we both are. I can't wait for this show.
This is a show that we're both really excited about.
Matt, are you excited for it?
I'm geeked up.
I don't know why I'm really excited for it. I just think it's going to be something big in Atlanta, and I'm hoping and praying that it is what I'm thinking it's going to be. I'm not even a booker, promoter, or anything about it. I'm just a worker there. So
they've promoted it, so the feeling is definitely that it's got something to live up to. That's for sure. So
yeah,
it will be interesting to see how everything shakes out. Both of you have gone through name changes, you know, relatively recently. What prompted it?
Well, let's see. For me, it was. I mean, let me ask you. Let me ask this question. How many Daniels are there in Georgia alone?
A thousand.
So, you know, see, basically, when I came up with Tommy Daniels, I mean, Daniel is my middle name. So I was like, you know, I got tired of trying to think of names. So you know what? I'll just take my first and middle name and put them together. And I did. And then come to find out, I mean, you know, there's Zach Daniels, there's Eli Daniels, there's this Daniels. I'm going, good grief. So basically, what happened was, is I just decided, you know, I mean, everybody wants to be real in this business. So with a little help from Bill Behrens, I just changed my name to my real name, and everything you see out there is me.
Nah, for me, it was Gibson. I came up with my name, not from Robert Gibson, but from actually playing a video game. I created a dude and just put Gibson, so I was like, that's my wrestling name, too. And then playing another video game, I made this dude called Omar Suave Evans, and I just like Suave, so I was like, I want to change my name to CB Suave. I'm sexy. I got the look. I can pull it off. So me and Tommy both went to Bill, and he kind of worked it into the story with John the Body, and that's his history.
It does work on a rogue, too. It looks better on a rogue than Gibson
does. Yeah, unfortunately, my last name is too long to put on anything, so I just leave it blank.
And in the South, Tommy, you're just confusing people. We're not used to that many vowels on a name.
I don't know how many fans here in Georgia could spell his last name.
No.
Oh my God! You know, I you know, I look on some of these posters. I've seen my name spelled P N A R E L L Y and all this. I'm like, good God!
You should have went with that one.
All they got to do is just look at my Facebook, and it's right there. It just says it.
You're asking way too much. Spell a poster right? What are you talking about? Crazy. You're lucky if they get the right picture up.
Well, you so guys mentioned
anybody who hasn't,
go ahead, Matt.
Anybody who hasn't seen Hot Commodities yet, tell us a little bit about what you guys are all about.
Basically, we're just all about being real. I mean, you know, when it comes to me, everything is legit. You know, I'm really Italian. I'm really from New York. And I really do have that, you know, that fighting spirit. You know, I mean, that's how it was in my part of New York where I grew up. I was always looking over my shoulder. Somebody was always ready to fight somebody. So that's basically where my attitude came in. When I stepped in that ring, it's like something just clicks and I get into that mode.
For me, it's just I'm suave. I go to the gym every day. I'm going to be at the gym as soon as I get off the phone here. You got to put in that work, and you got to make this body look the best you can. All the ladies love me. I actually have been in a couple movies, the remake of Steel Magnolias with Queen Latifah, and then there's another movie coming out called Last Vegas with Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Kline, and I think it's Michael Douglas. It's supposed to come out later this year. So I run with that and my gimmick, and I try to be the best out there every night.
What role did you play in these movies?
That's the part in the gimmick where I try to play it up where it really isn't. I was a background extra. On the Steel Magnolias, I actually do have like 8 seconds of face time though, like solid 8 seconds.
You counted them, right?
Yeah, I counted all of them.
I saw Ray Barrett and David Otunga do the same thing, so I wouldn't be too bashful about it.
All I know is that when that movie actually showed up on Lifetime, you wouldn't believe how many times CB texted me, yo, put it on, I'm there.
Put it on.
Nothing wrong with being in the Black Steel Magnolias. I'd put that on my resume.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then there's a couple other like quick shots that I'm in, but. It was fun.
Yeah, man, with the back of his head, but you can still tell it's him.
Tommy, you had an interesting thing happen, you know, a few months back when you were still with PCW. You had a match scheduled with Davey Richards, and due to circumstances, it didn't happen the first night. And then, you know, it got to happen a little while later. What was it like being in the back, waiting, hoping that, you know, everything would work out, and then it didn't work out?
Oh, man. I was very excited. I came home from work, and I was telling my wife, I was like, I'm going to die tonight. She's like, no, you're not. You're going to be fine. And, you know, all of a sudden, and, you know, I got very nervous, and then, you know, I got very excited. And then when I found out it didn't happen, it was like, you know, Davey, I think it was, you know, I think he couldn't get there on time. I think it was because due to traffic or something like that. So it was a little like, it felt like a little bit disappointment. But then, you know, Platinum guaranteed me it was going to happen, and it did.
And the night that it didn't happen, you know, everybody was kind of scrambling to get everything together. You had to work for it, what I believe maybe the longest match you were ever in, certainly as a single.
Oh, yeah.
Was it hard to get yourself up to go out knowing it's not Davey Richards?
You turned in
one of the best matches I've seen you have.
It really was. When you find out about a month or 2 months ahead of time that you're going to work an idol of yours, like Davey Richards was, is considered an idol to me. When it didn't happen, so you know, when you're spending a month and a half, 2 months, you know, trying to prepare for Davey, with watching videos and all this other stuff, and you're trying to cut these promos, you know, just, you know, trying to keep yourself in the loop. And then you go out there and you wrestle, you know, a guy like Mr. Eric, it kind of throws you off. But at the same time, I mean, I've worked with Eric plenty of times. So, I mean, we kind of, you know, we still had a very long, tiring, decent match. So, I mean, it wound up being okay. It's still a little depressing, though, that I didn't get to wrestle Davey the first
right.
night.
And your reward for that was to get the shit kicked out of you by Davey Richards.
Oh, yeah. Let me say this about Davey. Davey is a very hard hitting, very intimidating wrestler. I mean, I don't usually get that nervous when I know I'm wrestling a name, but that night when I actually did get to wrestle him, I was very nervous. I was very Everybody saw it. I mean, it was very, I still get shivers about it because it's like, you know, it wasn't my best performance, at least I believe. And it just wasn't, you know, I don't know what happened. I shut down.
It was all mental. I said, I guess it's all mental at that point because, you know, physically you knew what to do, but shit, you're standing in there with it and it gets tough on you.
It's just like kind of anything. It's like, you know, like somebody tells you, okay, you're gonna wrestle Davey Richards, you're gonna wrestle Jimmy Rave, you're gonna wrestle this person or that person. You're like, all right, I'm ready for it. You know, so you know you think you're all ready, and then when it actually happens, you get in that ring, and then you hear that entrance music, and you see him come barreling down that walkway over there. You're like, going, oh crap. You know, really, all I really had to say was, oh shit.
Yeah, I know the chops are coming. I know the CB. Have you had that moment yet where you were standing across from a guy and you're like, "Oh, I'm really am in here with this dude."
One, I have to say, it'd be Jimmy Rave, and then Tick Donovan here a few weeks ago. Believe it or not, Fred Yehi. When I first found out I was working Fred, and he was a wonderful up and comer, and I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, and. Me and him had one of the best matches in my career so far. And Tick even came up and said in his 35 years in the business, that was one of the best matches he's ever seen. And that just, you know, I was just like, oh, wow. I guess, you know, it meant a lot. I'm probably forgetting somebody. Slim J, for one, since he's a trainer. Mm-hmm. So I know how Slim J works. And we worked him twice.
Where did that Yehi match take place? What promotion was that?
That was CPW, the first night CPW ran in Franklin. So it's this amazing night. I still remember it to this day. Won't forget it.
Well, you guys mentioned various promotions that you both worked for previously, like PWR and PCW, and I know You were both working Rampage for a while, too. Where else do you guys have matches coming up aside from Anarchy and APW and Progression Pro?
That's it as of right now. We're trying to get our name out there. Tommy can elaborate more on this. We've been in the state of Georgia for a long time now, and I've worked a couple of shows out of state, but we want to, you know, we want to take Hot Commodity to that next level when it's time, and we want to go to Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina. Just want to get out there.
That's one of our biggest goals. Is one thing we really want to do, is because, you know, when we finally sat down and actually talked about this tag team, you know, what we wanted to do, our first impression was, you know, we wanted to go to other promotions and we wanted to practice, you know, get our characters right, get our gimmicks right, get our moves right and everything else at, you know, these other promotions, and then bring it home to Anarchy. And I think, you know, my opinion is I think we're pretty well over at Anarchy, you know, to the point where, you know, we just walk out there and the crowd hates us already. But, you know, we would like to start broadening our horizons. You know, like CB said, you know, we want to try and get, you know, FIP. We want to try and get, you know, Combat Zone in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of things that, you know, that we believe that we can take this tag team pretty far.
All right. Well, we've got the Jagged Edge waiting. He is our next guest. So,
You ain't got time to talk to him. Tell him I'm just kidding.
there's one more thing I would like to say, if that's all right with you, John, real
sure.
quick. For anybody that's listening, and you know, we CB and I have our own YouTube channel called Hot Commodity TV. Pretty soon there's going to be we're working on a Hot Commodity website. So I mean, feel free to go ahead and check out the YouTube channel H Commodity TV. Enjoy and keep coming to the shows and keep showing your support for indie wrestling.
All right. Well, thanks to both of you for coming on. Glad we could finally get you on the show. We've had a good streak of at least one person that we've never had on the show previously for like 5 weeks in a row. So you guys are part of our streak.
All right.
Always good luck to be on here first. We make champions on this show.
And we look forward to seeing you guys at Progression Pro on April 26th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it as well. But you guys, good luck on Friday. And
thank you very much.
And we'll see you guys soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will talk to the Jagged Edge.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins, and we are now being joined by the Jagged Edge.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now that you got two of the three stooges off the phone, you can talk to a real man. Now, here's the ground rules. I want Matthew Hankins to sit in the corner, keep his mouth closed, don't speak unless spoken to, and ask permission to ask the Jagged Edge a question.
Here you go. Every time you get on this phone, you start. Every time you get on this phone, you start.
Now, man, if I want to hear something out of you, I reach down your throat and pull it out of you. So just sit down, be quiet, let's get on with this interview, let's make it go smoothly as possible. And I know that's going to be real hard, seeing that the fact that you're involved in this some kind of way.
Well, Jagged, I guess that I will take the lead on this one and ask you about Saturday at Anarchy. It wasn't your night.
I don't know what you're talking about what happened at Anarchy. Jeremy Vain comes in, brings in the referee, quick counts the Jagged Edge and slides out. But that's no problem. Jeremy Vain, you want to be a thorn in the Jagged Edge's side? That's no problem. Take a look at everybody else that's been a pain in Jagged Edge's side. We've gotten rid of them. So, Jeremy Vain, if you want to make yourself a target, I have no problem with it.
All right. Well, what is the status of you and the Elite with the new rules that a faction can only consist of three people?
We are simply the Elite, period. There's a way around every rule. Every rule. Rules were made to be broken. We are Elite. That's all you need to know. As long as Jeff G. Bailey's in control, we are Elite.
All right. Well, moving on. This Saturday, are you at UIW?
This Saturday, first things first, Porterdale, Georgia, PCW. The Jagged Edge will become the new PCW heavyweight champion. No questions about it. I'm facing the champion, Supernatural, who's been on the winning streak. Some kind of way he's finagled his way through the PCW heavyweight title tournament. He beat the best in the world, Shane Marks. But now, my friend, you against the Jagged Edge. 1-on-1 in the ring for the PCW heavyweight title. So this is what we plan on doing. We plan on going ahead and spoiling Cinco de Mayo for Supernatural early. You have no reason to party in a couple of weeks. Just remember, this Saturday, if you're in and around the Porterdale area, come out and watch PCW crown a new heavyweight champion, and his name is the Jagged Edge.
One that's coming in on a losing streak.
Matthew Hankins, the next time I see you, I'm going to slap you in the presence of your mama and your daddy.
He's laughing, Jagged.
Facts are facts, Jagged Edge. Now, that's one thing we're dealing here is facts.
Listen, Matthew Hankins, you're giving the facts of somebody that was there. You weren't there. I'm telling you, it was a quick count. The referee counted to two. The bell was ringing. Jeremy Vane was sliding under the ring, running like the coward he is. But that's okay. Jeff G. Bailey is in control. The Elite is just that. Jeremy Vane's day will come.
All right. Well, you are, of course, part of the Empire at Universal Independent Wrestling, which is also doing a show later that evening. Will you be part of that show as well? Will you be taking your
match
new...
Match one with Awesome TC for the UIW U.S. Heavyweight title. Match one in the best of five, hoping that it only takes three. You know, I know TC can't beat me one time, let alone three times. So the Empire stacked the deck against him. He's got to win three times to retain the UIW U.S. Heavyweight title, which would never happen. So Saturday night, after I become the PCW World Heavyweight Champion, defeat Supernatural, I'm going to make the stroll down to UIW and take care of Awesome TC in match number one.
And
I've heard words contrary to that from Awesome Brandon, as TC let his mouthpiece do his talking and said that they weren't worried about the Jagged Edge.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't worry about the Jagged Edge. You know, you're not worried about a lot of things until it happened to you. Awesome TC hadn't seen the likes of the Jagged Edge in the ring. And that's fine. He's watched from outside, but actually being in the ring with a man, 260 pounds of man, is totally different than standing outside and giving their opinion like some folk that hide behind the mic in the radio show do every Monday night and have no idea of what it takes to be a professional wrestler.
Did TC not eliminate you from the Battle Royal?
Listen, Matthew Hankins, I told you in the beginning of this conversation, you asked permission to talk to the Jagged Edge. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say. Jonathan Williams, take over.
All right. Well, I understand.
Pardon me, Your Grace.
I understand you wanted to share some details about some other places you're going to be in the near future, so I'll just let you explain that.
Details about places I'm going to be. The Jagged Edge has an opportunity to venture out outside of the state of Georgia. April 27th will be down in NWA Central States, which is a great opportunity for me. And speaking seriously, that I know that I'm not one of the top stars in wrestling in Georgia. You know, I'm not in that top tier. And so it's an opportunity for the Jagged Edge to go out and show that Georgia has wrestlers here that deserve to be out and about more. You know, and I'm talking about the Jimmy Rays, the Cal Matthews, the Shane Marsh, the Fred Yehis, the Corey Hollises, the Chip Days, those guys. The list goes on and on and on, Slim J, on and on. And just to be able to get an opportunity to venture out and represent the state of Georgia when I know there's so many more that they could have chosen is an honor to me. And I say that graciously, and you don't hear me in this tone most of the time, but it's just an honor. From that particular point in May and June, we're going to go down. Now, don't get it twisted. It's not just an opportunity to go down and perform. We're going to go and do what we always do. The Jagged Edge goes with the intent of hurting somebody, making a name, making it known that he was there. May 11th, June 29th, we're going to go down to NWA Edge, and the intention of going down there is to get the attention of the NWA National Heavyweight Champion Damian Wayne, because we want to bring the National Heavyweight title back to the state of Georgia. By hook or by crook, by any means necessary, when I leave there, he will know my name.
If I may, Jagged Edge.
Yes, you may,
Matthew Hankins. Studied up on you. I happen to know that getting an opportunity to wrestle for the NWA does mean a whole lot to you. Can you tell us why that means so much to you?
It means a lot to me because that's what I grew up on. That as a youngster, I grew up watching NWA wrestling. You know, the Territories, the Flares, the Steamboats, the Greg Valentines, Roddy Pipers, the Buck Robley. I grew up watching NWA wrestling. So at any opportunity or any chance that I have to step into the ring in the NWA promotion, I really, really appreciate it because that's one of those things. That's one of those things that you always look forward to, or you set your sights on when you became a wrestler, when you wanted to be a wrestler. You know, the 10 pounds of gold, the series of matches between Dusty and Tully for the National Heavyweight Title, the Magnum TA becoming a U.S. Heavyweight Champion. You know, those type things mean a lot to those that really, really followed the sport and kept up with the business. Those things mean a lot. So, like I said, any time that I get an opportunity to step into an NWA ring, it's an honor for me personally. I don't know how other guys look at it, but for me, it's an honor. So, you know, back when Anarchy, and I said this and I say it again. I have no problem saying it. The same with the guys at PCW. The same with the guys at Anarchy. You know, it's an honor for me for them to have me into the house that they built, and to allow me to have time and a place to come and play. And that's just always going to always be there. Much thanks goes out to Steve Platinum, to Bill Behrens, to Jeff G. Bailey. You know, they've done a lot for me since I decided to come back in and wrestle.
Now,
where are
that
these
Central States title has been a precursor to the bigger NWA belts. Are you familiar with some of the champions who have held that belt at Central States?
Harley Race, Bruiser Bob Sweetan, believe it or not, Pork Chop Can, Rufus R. Jones. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Dick Murdoch. Dick the Bruiser has been the Missouri heavyweight champion, or the Central States heavyweight champion. Bob Geigel. That list goes on and on. If you want me to name the names, I will for you. We can go all day. I'm like I told you, I'm a wrestling history encyclopedia because I respect what it is that I'm doing. You know, not only do I enjoy doing it, I know the history behind it and I respect it. So, yes, that Central States, the name itself means a lot. You know, to those that know NWA wrestling, the name itself means a lot. Just as much as the guys here, the people here know Georgia Championship Wrestling. It means a lot here. The same with Florida Championship Wrestling down in the Florida area. Up in that Midwest area, that Central States or that Missouri heavyweight title or the Central States heavyweight title meant a lot to those guys because a lot of guys use that as a stepping stone, a springboard to become world champions, of to be able to perform on a bigger scale. Ted DiBiase is one of those guys, you know. So it's amazing, you know, to be able to just step in the ring and say that I wrestle for the Central States area, the NWA Central States territory.
Speaking,
and you're
of,
one of the few people still old enough to remember all that.
Hey, watch yourself. I'm 22 years old, Matthew Hankins. How old are you?
And speaking of wrestling history, we've got another wrestling historian joining us, Larry Goodman.
Yeah, Larry Goodman, who's so old, he actually attended shows in Central States. I actually saw Harley Race wrestle Bulldog Bob Brown 2 out of 3 falls for the Central States title. I even saw Pat O'Connor wrestle, for God's sake, in Central States. But that's neither here nor there. I just had a couple of questions and a comment. You know, Jagged Edge, has anybody ever told you you're a surly individual?
I tell him that all the
Larry
time.
Larry Goodman, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. All the things you need to know about the Jagged Edge is that he is your champion. You remember that? You respect that? Don't worry about my attitude. My attitude has gotten me where I need to be. It's caught the attention of your attention, Matt Hankins' attention. How about this? How about this, promoters out there? Let's make a match, handicap match. Matthew Hankins and Larry Goodman versus the Jagged Edge.
I got
no thanks.
I will never get medically clear.
And you have reminded me that you're my champion 2 inches from my face, so I'm not going to forget that fact. But
that's right.
A couple of questions. You know, I know you've got Supernatural in a title match coming up at PCW. I was wondering about preparing for someone, or is there anything special that you prepare for someone so small with such a huge size difference you've got over this guy? Do you
it's a matter of patience. It's a matter of patience because just like a cat chasing a rat, eventually he's going to run out of holes to run in and out of. Well, Supernatural and I have been in the ring before, and he is kind of unorthodox. He's not the kind of, he's really unorthodox, but you just have to withstand his barrages, withstand the fact that he's really, really, really a crowd favorite, and that's what's going. But once I get hands on Supernatural, that'll be the end of Supernatural the way you know him. Like I said earlier tonight, we're going to take away his reason to celebrate Cinco de Mayo in a couple of weeks. So anybody out and around Porterdale, Georgia, show up Saturday. Watch the crowning of the new PCW heavyweight champion, the Jagged Edge.
Just one other question. I mean, if you have not been on the Georgia scene that long, and you've made your presence quite widely known in wrestling all over in promotions, and it's quite impressive in that way. I have to give you that. But I'm wondering What other places are on your list outside of Georgia? Where would you like to go that you have not yet been? What promotions?
Well, like I said before, it's truly a blessing and an honor for me to be able to be even be considered to come down to North Carolina and wrestle that NWA Edge promotion and to be considered to go towards Chicago. As everyone knows, my home is Chicago, Illinois. And it would be an honor, you know, one of those dream come true type situations to be able to wrestle at Resistance in Chicago. You know, I got some family and friends coming down to Jerseyville on the 27th, but, you know, all they talk about is when are you coming home, when are you coming home. So if I had a goal at this particular point in my career, if there was one place that I would say that I would love to be able to go and perform and put in work, it would be at Resistance up in Chicago.
Thank you.
Jagged, before we...
It's always your pleasure. It's always your pleasure, Larry Goodman. It's always your pleasure.
Before we wrap things up, Jagged, I'm curious, what's with the crown you've been wearing? I think that's only in UIW.
Listen, thanks to the people of UIW, I have been considered and crowned the king of wrestling. Buchanan, Georgia, the Villa Rica area, is now been known as Jagged Edge, Georgia. So anytime you come through, just pay respects to the king, Jagged Edge in Jagged Edge, Georgia. You understand?
I understand. And have we left anything out? Where else might we be seeing you in the near future, here in Georgia at least, or beyond that?
I don't know, but I tell you this. If Matthew Hankins don't get himself together, he's going to see me standing right outside his front door.
You know you can't come that far north.
Keep thinking it, Matthew Hankins.
You'll never make it out of Gwinnett.
I've noticed that at any show that the Jagged Edge is at, there's never sight or sound of Matt Hankins. But any time the Jagged Edge comes on this show, Matt Hankins has nothing but mouth. One of these days, we're going to put Matthew Hankins and the Jagged Edge in the same place at the same time, and we're going to figure out which one of those two going to walk away. Just remember, before I get off the phone, I want to thank you for having me. But if you're in and around Porterdale, Georgia, Saturday, April 20th, come out and watch the Jagged Edge become the new PCW heavyweight champion. Yes, the current champion is Supernatural. Yes, the current champion is beating Shane Marks. Yes, the current champion went through the tournament some kind of way. But we can guarantee you that the champion, the current champion, Supernatural, will not walk out of Porterdale, Georgia, Saturday, the PCW heavyweight champion. Now, it's been your guys' pleasure. As always, I'll call you when I want to talk again. Good night.
Even when he's a scheduled guest, it's a drive-by.
Drive-by.
Well, I guess that's it. I think we pretty much covered all the major shows happening this weekend. Did we leave anything out, Larry?
I don't.
It was Classic Pro Wrestling on Friday in Franklin at Heard County Middle School. I got several Facebook invitations for some that I've never heard of before.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on that I don't recognize the promotions right off.
LSWA in Barnesville. Terry Lawler's part of that. SWA Random Destruction in Eastonoli?
Yeah, Eastonoli. Yeah, they run their regular.
Okay, but I guess this is a bigger show. These are all Friday. Friday's a big night. UIW. Is UIW Friday?
No, I'm sorry.
These are all Saturday.
But there are some future Friday dates that I believe they're going to try to pull off.
Okay. There's a Renegade Championship Wrestling in Chatsworth. Vintage Wrestling in Sanford, Florida. OSWA has a show in Cornelia on Saturday. Not running at the same time as Anarchy, so...
Unopposed.
Jonathan, if I could plug something outside the state, SAW sure. is running a good show Friday night. They've got Damian Wayne... defending the national title against Georgia's own Vordell Walker.
Oh.
And the Bullets, the Washington Bullets, are now the SAW Tag Team Champions. And I believe they will be there also on Friday defending their newly won titles, plus Chris Michaels versus Chase Stevens. And if you want to see a good TV wrestling show, check out this week's Saw TV.
You mentioned that last week, I think. Where do people find that?
The link for the TV show is on GWH News each and every week. I usually get it up posted Sunday night.
All right.
Way to work it in there, Larry. Way to work it
in. Yeah.
Set it up and you knocked it out. All right, Larry. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And unlike last week, we're wrapping up right at 8. Next week's guest will be Joyce Grable, a female legend who she has cancer of some sort, I believe, and Big Wood is having a benefit show for her. And then we'll also talk to someone, I'm not sure yet who, from the Hulk Hogan's Micro Championship Wrestling, which will be at the 120 Tavern in Marietta, not this weekend, but next. I'm not sure yet who it'll be, but we'll talk to a little person next week. And as I mentioned earlier, Crew Jones, as we call, just to give us some details about NWA Atlanta's War Games event, also that Saturday, the 27th. So that is next week's show. And I guess we've covered everything for this week. So, Larry, thank you. Matt, thank you. And thanks to all of our guests. And we'll be back next Monday at 7.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.